Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It's 5:38 here on this Monday, October 6th. I know we heard it during the news with Paul Michaels, but two of the men facing charges related to the shooting of Scranton Detective Kyle Gilmartin pled guilty today in county court, according to the Lackawanna County District Attorney Brian Gallagher. Aiden Dettinger, 22, was accused of shooting into the Scranton police vehicle occupied by Gilmartin and two other officers. He pleaded guilty to all of the 28 charges lodged against him. Three of those charges were for attempted murder of a law enforcement officer, along with 19 felonies and 8 misdemeanors. Gallagher said all of the related charges were committed during the crime spree that led to Gilmartin being shot. Dettinger co-defendant Jeremiah Cleveland, 21, entered a guilty plea to 5 out of the 6 charges filed against him for allegedly role in the shooting. Both men are accused of being involved in the events that culminated in the shooting of Gilmartin in the early morning hours of January 11th, 2024, near the intersection of North Main Avenue and Swetland Street in Scranton. Gilmartin was shot in the head and taken to Geisinger CMC with life-threatening injuries. Dettinger was also shot during the ordeal. I want to extend my sincere gratitude to the Scranton Police Chief Tom Carroll and his steady leadership and guidance during the ordeal and the aftermath. I want to thank our great partners at the Pennsylvania State Police and to all law enforcement agencies who work tirelessly to investigate this shooting and who continue their enforcement efforts since. Their professionalism, commitment, and teamwork exemplify the highest standard of service and justice. I also want to thank the people of Scranton, the people of Lackawanna County, and elsewhere who came together to support Detective Gilmartin, his family, and the Scranton Police Department during this difficult time. Outpouring of compassion and solidarity has been powerful and is deeply appreciated. Detective Gilmartin continues to make remarkable progress in recovery, and we are forever grateful that he, Deputy Chief Lafferty, and Detective Heiler are still with us, Gallagher said in a statement. Sentencing for the two is scheduled to take place within 90 days. And my hope is that they get the maximum. Don't know if there was any agreement as far as pleading guilty to this, but I do hope that they get the full sentence that they deserve for attempting to kill Detective Gilmartin. And thankfully, he's still with us today. See the pictures his family posts all the time. Thankful to be his friend. So great news that the family does not have to go through a trial here, pleading guilty. So good news coming out of Lackawanna County. Good news indeed. It is...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.